1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777. For a free consultation, that's CB Financial.
Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement. I'm Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KVOE News time is 8:43, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us in the studio Donnie Bellamy and Aaron Wilson with the Newman Regional Health Cardiopulmonary Department. Donnie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
So far, so good. Aaron, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great.
Well, we're pleased to have Newman Regional Health representatives in with us here. It's Heart Month. We've told you that a few times here so far the last 2 weeks. But it's also Cardiac Rehab Week, which makes it really a prime time to talk about the work of the Cardiopulmonary Department. And Donnie, let's, I guess, start by asking why folks would need to use the cardiopulmonary services that the hospital has available.
Well, the cardiopulmonary services at Newman Regional Health is a full-line service. We have excellent, knowledgeable respiratory therapists taking care of the patients on the floor, you know, all the way from special care nursery babies to the ER and handling traumas and ICU patients. We also offer a full service of outpatient therapies and testing. We have pulmonary function testing. We have a two-bed sleep lab. We have home sleep apnea testing available, and outpatient cardiac testing, and also cardiac rehab, which is kind of the focus today.
Yeah, and I tell you what, that list, I don't think a lot of people realize just how all-encompassing the cardiopulmonary department is. And I'm going to ask Aaron a question here on that, but do you have people that are surprised by just the range of services that you offer there just in that specific department?
Yeah, I feel like people are surprised to know how much we can do in such a small town. I mean, we really offer almost all of the services that you can get in a larger tertiary facility. You know, it's not a lot of small communities that have so many services, pulmonary function testing, EEG testing, all of these things right here in Emporia. It's really amazing to have that here.
Yeah. Aaron, from your perspective, do you find people that are a little bit shocked to realize the breadth of the services that you can find here at Newman Regional Health?
Yes, they are. They are very comfortable when they find out they can get those services close to home with people that they know and trust.
That's a big deal, though, isn't it?
It's huge.
Talk a little bit about, too, Aaron, about heart health and some preventative things that we can be doing, because this obviously is Heart Month, a little bit extra emphasis on that. So what are some of the different things that folks can do that are, you know, maybe don't change their approach that much to life, but they can have pretty significant health benefits down the road?
A big factor is knowing your risk factors for heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, obesity, tobacco use. A big part of that is also genetics, which you obviously can't change, but a lot of those you can change. Another big factor is communicating with your physician or healthcare provider. Work with them to change the things that you can, even if it's small changes, diet, exercise, medications if you need them. Recognizing your risk factors is a huge part of that.
So a little bit of study goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Donnie, one of the things you wanted to talk about is the benefits of using Newman medical equipment, which I think is a rather underreported part of the hospital operations and an underrated benefit here for hospital patients.
Right, yeah. I mean, having Newman medical equipment and, you know, having a service here in town that can bill your insurance for things that you need, you know, everything from CPAPs to treat your sleep apnea, oxygen for, you know, your COPD patients, or, you know, we also have braces, splints. We have pretty much a full range, wheelchairs, walkers, crutches. everything that you really need in those, you know, difficult times, and everything that we offer at the hospital that we treat you for, you know, whenever you need those pieces of equipment, we're across the street. I mean, we're within two blocks, we're providing that much service. So I really think that's important to be so close.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it leads into another question about kind of some of the important things that people need to know specifically about the medical equipment side of things, you know, or really just, you could say, the whole cardiopulmonary story.
Again, you know, just having that many services within that two-block radius, I mean, you can literally come to the ER with chest pain, go to our cath lab, find out that you need a stent or a pacemaker, you can go through cardiac rehab, and then, you know, possibly you need a sleep study, any of these things, and then you can go across the street to Newman Medical Equipment, talk with them about any equipment that you need for this stuff. We can get you through, you know, back to your best self.
I wanted to ask both of you kind of a little bit about your backgrounds and your careers in medicine. And Donnie, I'm going to start with you. Kind of what got you involved in medicine and what led you to Newman Regional Health?
Yeah, I actually started schooling for firefighter. I wanted to be a firefighter, and I took an EMT class, and it changed my life.
Really?
I took the EMT test. Decided right away that I wanted to go deeper into the respiratory field, and so I went to respiratory therapy school. Actually started at a small community hospital in southwest Kansas and kind of just grew from there. I did some DME. I was the manager of cardiopulmonary services at a small hospital in southwest Kansas, and then my wife came to college up here for a year. I fell in love with Emporia. I knew I wanted to come back, and here we are. We're super happy to be here. We love the community. It's been so welcoming, and I really take pride in being a respiratory therapist. I'm running on 19 years now.
Wow.
And awesome. I love what we do here more than anywhere I've worked so far. It's the community at our hospital is just so welcoming and warm, and I love it.
I was going to ask you, but I think you just basically nailed it on the head. What is it about Newman Regional Health that makes the operations here special?
You know, the difference between a small hospital and a large tertiary facility is, you know, I feel like we provide a much more personal care experience. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have flooded patients to provider ratios where we can actually provide that personal touch. You know, it's a much more safe touch. I feel like you have less patients on your plate. You can spend more time with each of them. You can provide more education. You really, you know, almost build relationships with these people, and they almost turn into family. I mean, we get to see them as they come in and out, you know. Very important to know your patient's history. When they come through the door into the ER, you know a lot about them already. So I feel like that helps us provide a better service.
Yeah, well said. And Aaron, you were nodding basically throughout those last two answers. First off, though, let's back up to your medical interest and how you came to Newman Regional Health.
I grew up in the Emporia area. I always knew I wanted to go into healthcare. Went to nursing school at Emporia State, got a job at Newman Regional when I was going through school, been here for over 25 years now, been a nurse for 24 years going on. I grew up taking care of my family, so it's always been a passion of mine. I've also grown up as a nurse taking care of cardiac patients, so very important, and now I get to do it in the community I grew up in and take care of people that that helped me grow up. So
yeah, it sounds like really Newman Regional Health was kind of your career goal growing up. So what has it meant for you to be involved at Newman Regional Health now for, boy, and I don't want to, but you're the one who opened this up.
26 years, yeah.
What has it meant for you to be involved with Newman Regional Health and helping people the way you have here now for 25 plus years?
It's very gratifying. It's very fulfilling. You know, it only takes one patient of saying, you know, thank you, you saved my life. And when those patients come to us, they're scared, they're terrified. They've had a lot of times a major medical issue, and you know, they come through our doors and see a familiar face, and that changes their lives, and we get to help make them better. And we still have a lot of patients that stop through saying, you know, you made an impact on my life, you saved my life, and I'll always be coming back to say thank you. So,
boy, that's outstanding. That's wanted to ask you guys about the cardiac rehab program, kind of what's involved. And I know it's on a patient-by-patient level, but Donnie, I think I'll ask you, as far as the rehab program is concerned, what general steps are involved with that, and how the hospital makes sure that patients are, you know, really fully ready to resume their lives as best they can once everything is all said and done?
Yeah, you know, it starts right with getting the order from your physician. You know, once you've had one of these qualifying events, you know, heart attack, a pacemaker placement, something like that, getting that order from your doctor and getting with appointment with Aaron to get your assessment done. And then, you know, you've got 6 weeks. We start you off slow, start you with like 5 minutes of light exercise, a little bit of light weights, and then we grow you. You know, Aaron and her team, they grow you through that program up to where you're working out for a consistent 30 minutes of cardio. And that's huge coming off of a surgery like that, mm-hmm. or an event like that, to go from 5 minutes and, you know, they're tired. But then they're at 30 minutes and they're saying, hey, I'm going to be exercising for 30 minutes when I leave here, because you guys have taught me that the benefits of this, I feel the benefits of this. Plus, you know, Aaron, Connie, Becky, they provide education, nutritional education, diabetic education and awareness, teach you about things like blood pressure, weight. They give you communication about your medications that your doctors have ordered. It's a great program, and, you know, the people that come, they sign up for the same classes, and so they actually create their own little groups of people who have had similar issues. Mm. So they get to talk about these things between each other, and, you know, it's a group that, you know, we've all just been through this. How was your experience compared to mine? They talk, they enjoy it, they get to exercise with, you know, what becomes friends.
Yeah,
all while being monitored and making sure that their heart is monitored and they're doing it safely, with Aaron and her team just kind of making sure that they're doing it appropriately. So it's great.
Aaron, from your perspective, how important is, A, the education side? Not just, you know, okay, hey, we're going to do this for you, but here's the why behind it. And then what is so important there about the last part that Donnie mentioned, that connection that really other heart patients – essentially that immediate bond that they have and that ability for them to kind of go through their experiences.
Yeah. You know, we talk about the benefits of cardiac rehab. It does help them recover their strength, reduces their chances of rehospitalization. The education piece is so important. A lot of these folks have never taken medications before. So we build their managing medication skills. It is a proven fact that people that participate in cardiac rehab tend to live longer. It reduces rehospitalization. And a huge part of that is it helps reduce depression. Mm-hmm. The social aspect of cardiac rehab, you know, we have folks that can barely even walk through our doors, and they go through the program and they gain that confidence along with the strength, and knowing, you know, the education piece too, with why, how can I change my diet? Why is it so important to take my medications?
Good deal. Donnie Bellamy and Aaron Wilson joining us. Really quickly, we have Director of Business Development Stephen Bazan joining us here.
Chuck.
This, you know, we had Dr. Lloyd Christoomi on with us last week talking about specifically the cath lab.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just another aspect of Newman Regional Health's cardiopulmonary care that obviously is clearly worth highlighting, and especially the amount of care that's been demonstrated here by Donnie, by Aaron, and the full staff.
Yeah. It's another layer, you know, something that our community can be grateful for, I think, one, and thankful that it's so close. You know, when they talk about their patients, they're talking about their neighbors also. And so that's very unique. And when people in the community can rely and trust that their health facility can take care of them and make them well, it's a something to celebrate. You know, it's something special because it's just not, you don't see it in larger cities. And so we're right at the perfect size to have a hospital that can serve and support the needs of the community. And it's great. I mean, I learn every time I hear, like, hearing them talk now is teaching me just how grateful I am to be here. And so my family has benefited from their services. And so, yeah, it's great.
Outstanding. Well, we'll be having event director Michelle Margeson joining us Thursday morning at 7:20 for the Newsmaker segment as we talk about really the centennial celebration and specifically the hospital's give back process, which is really continuing, you know, obviously at all times, but really being highlighted the next several weeks. Before we wrap things up, Steve, anything else that you wanted to add before we wrap things up?
Yeah, just on that note, you know, we're celebrating, Newman Regional Health turned 100 years last year, and so to end that year time, we've decided on 10 things in the community to get 100 things to give to them, just to give back. So you'll hear Michelle talk about that, and specifically about the cardiopulmonary department. You know, the route in there is to ask your physician, your family practice doctor at Newman Regional Health Medical Partners. Ask them, inquire about the program that we have. They can guide you there, and it's an honor for us to serve you and give you the experience that we know that you all deserve.
Aaron, anything else you wanted to add before we close it down?
I don't think so. Happy Heart Month.
Yeah. Happy Heart Month. Donnie, anything else you want to close out with?
Yeah, thank you very much, and happy Cardiac Rehabilitation Week.
So. Outstanding. Glad to have them. Awesome. Well, glad to have you guys in, and really appreciate your time with us here today. Donnie Bellamy, Aaron Wilson, Stephen Bazan from Newman Regional Health. Again, this is Heart Month. It's Cardiac Rehab Week, and here to celebrate here on Newman Regional Health. It's 8:59 on KVUE and KVUE.com.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. Call 620-208-6777. That's CB Financial. Good morning. It's 8:59.
Holiday Resort offers temporary stay respite programs for at-home caregivers who need a rest from their daily responsibilities.